Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location, one voice delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number three. From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out at DeSantisHolster.com.
Are you ready?
Back by popular demand. Absent only because neither one of us knew what we were doing. Well, Zeke did, but I was sitting there going, I don't know. I haven't heard from him. I don't know. Anyway, once again, it is time to geek out with Zeke Stout. Don't you just...
See, I was making assumptions, and we know what assumptions do.
Yes, I know. Yes, I do. So, you wanted to talk about Umarex, and I mean, have you ever been to an airsoft event?
I have not been to an airsoft event. I know we talked about it, and we talked about those places that have, like, the full city laid out that they use for training, and then they use for airsoft and stuff. Well, I've never been one.
I've never been to the city. I've been to a place in Barnwell, South Carolina, that is a decommissioned nuclear facility, and it has a 7-story vertical hellscape that you can go. Because I mean, everywhere you go, every time you take a step, you're like, "Wow, I could do an ambush here. I could do an ambush here. I could do an ambush here." But the truth is, everywhere you step, there could be an ambush there. There could be an ambush here. And So I went to one of those, and I was stunned at what those, I call them kids, but a lot of them were just, you know, full-grown adult 20-something-year-olds running real serious gear except for the weapons. They weren't running, as they refer to them, they weren't running real steel weapons. And, I mean, there was lots of cry precision there. I don't know anybody that can afford cry precision, but there was whole teams wearing the same thing.
That's the thing, you know, I think the gun industry really needs to embrace the airsoft community, because not just because there's a lot of money that pumps into that industry, I mean, billions a year, but also, I mean, it's getting younger kids that may have not been around guns growing up, and maybe their whole introduction to the airsoft world is from playing Call of Duty or something like that.
Right.
And somebody says, hey, let's go do airsoft. It's like Call of Duty in real life. And they're getting into guns. They just kind of don't realize it yet. So I think we need to really embrace them and kind of join hands with that airsoft community and say, hey, look, you know, if you're into shooting the real thing, not in a scenario like you're doing with the airsoft guns, of course, but, you know, learning what they feel like and how they shoot, and then the benefits of being able to harvest your own animal and knowing what the Second Amendment is about and all these other things, I think it'll be beneficial for us.
That would be good if we could fold that whole Second Amendment education in. But what stunned me is I think when I saw this, I was, let's see, this must have been about 2012, 2013. And so I'd been out of the military for, gosh, 20-something years.
Mm-hmm.
And I go up there and I ask somebody to give. I've been invited by a sponsor. I had a airsoft. American Milsim was one of my sponsors. And I wanted to see the facility, so they gave me these two kids to take me, and they didn't just take off and go, well, come on this way, old man. They took off like they were in a fire maneuver thing. They went off bounding and all this other stuff, and I'm trying to keep up with them for 7 stories. I'm surprised I didn't have my heart attack then chasing him down. And then when it was all said and done and we're sitting there, I was like, I noticed you limping. Did you hurt yourself up there? And he pulls up his pants leg and he's got a fake leg.
Oh, wow.
And I just got smoked by like a very cheap cigar. I was in my 50s already. So was I in my 50s? Yeah, I was in my 50s by that time. So I plead old age to it. But I mean, the interesting thing is that all of their fundamentals, as far as the way they moved, were very sound. I could have issued them a real weapon and real, you know, then I would have had to have said, now what we're going to do might actually get you killed. So bear that in mind. But the realism of, like, some guy hands me a AR-15 airsoft rifle. And he says, pull the trigger on that. And I did. And the bolt was going back on it, even though it had nothing to do with the firing of the plastic pellet.
Right.
And it was doing everything that they were doing everything they could to make it seem realistic. And so and that was in 2013. So you've been hanging out with Umarex in 2022. Yeah. So 9 years later, what did you find?
Well, I saw them at the Iraq Veteran Frames Day, and I think we talked about seeing those there. And I did a video for them on GetZone.com. And they sent the Air Saber, which is their air archery thing, which I'll talk about probably the most. And they sent the Hammer, which is their 50 cal. And I've never really, I mean, it's basically, it's a pellet gun on steroids. You know, it's not the old school pellet rifles that you pump up until you can't pump anymore and hopefully it goes through the tin can you're shooting at. I mean, this is a 50 caliber projectile and it's being pushed by 400 PSI of air. So you're talking about, I can't remember what it was. I'm trying to look it up real quick, but that hammer, that 50 caliber projectile, let's see, you can get, I think it's up to 1,000 feet per second.
Wow.
On that thing. So, I mean, you can take a deer down with it easily. Trigger is neat, is nice on it. I love the stock. If anybody goes and watches the video on GetZone, you'll see the stock it's good and it's beefy and it gives you a good cheek weld. And I really like that. But it's still kind of a rifle. I mean, it's an air rifle and you don't have to go to an FFL and get a background check for it, but it still has the feel of a rifle. The Air Saber, oh my God. That thing is the coolest thing. And I don't know whether to call it a muzzle loader because you load the little bolts. They call them bolts because it's like a crossbow bolt. Because you load them in the muzzle, or if it actually is some form of archery. And I think different states have different rules for using this for hunting. But it looked like a rifle. It looked like your typical hunting rifle, but it kind of looked like a double barrel side by side. Until you look at the muzzle and there's these two tubes and the arrows are made to fly perfectly over those tubes. And these arrows, and I don't know how much time we have left in this segment. We may want to save this geeking out for the next segment. But these arrows are coming out of this rifle at 450 feet per second. You know, some of the best compound bows in the world are getting 380, 390. And this thing pushing 450 and 130 foot-pounds of energy. So you can absolutely take big game down with this thing. With the right broadhead, you don't want to use a little small practice broadhead.
Of course.
Or not broadhead, just practice it.
Do you know what the name of the video was, do you?
If you go to getzone.com,
yeah,
and under gun reviews, down in the bottom of that drop down is air gun reviews, and I think it's the first one that comes up there.
Silent Night, check out the Umarex air guns on everyone's wish list, that one.
Yep.
Of course, Mr. Stout, he runs something called MGS Trade School, sponsor here at Lock and Load. You looking for a new profession? You can get one at MGS Trade School, and it costs you about as much as a nice couch. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest-growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high-quality distance education using time-tested materials and hands-on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to mgs.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
From the Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check him out at DeSantisHolster.com. As I'm sitting here geeking out with Zeke Stout, I'm actually watching him silently. It's a silent picture. Silent picture.
Yeah.
For the silent times, you ought to do the whole eyeliner thing so you can look like Buster Keaton used to back in the days when there were no talkies. I'm looking at the first gun, which looks like a gigantic affair. Is that an air tank
that's a hammer
screwing into it? Is that the air tank?
Yep, that carbon fiber. That's the carbon fiber air tank, which is good for two reasons. You know, carbon fiber is lightweight, and these guns are not light. You know, there's a lot of stuff in them. So to cut down some of the weight, they use carbon fiber. But also, carbon fiber is super strong. So to hold in 4,000 PSI in that tank is pretty impressive.
So they gave you an air generator as well to load the tank with?
Yeah, it's a high pressure air compressor. And they were telling me that if I use a typical garage air compressor, it's going to take a while to fill it up. But this one's a high pressure one. So the learning curve for me is I had it hooked up to the rifle, to the tank. And, you know, with my air compressor at home, I just pop it off. You know, you don't have to bleed the hose out.
Right.
You do a little bit, but not all the way out. With this one, it's so high pressure that it's locked on. And so I'm like, God, it's not coming off. Oh, my God, I broke the gun. Holy crap. But then I read the instructions, which is probably what I should have done first.
Now, what we could do, what you should do, I don't have to be in it, but what you should do is get those guns and make like an apocalypse little video short with it. Because they look like that. They already look cyberpunk to me. They look like something that somebody would put together. Yeah, they're sort of cool looking. Yeah, you could do that. I think you could do that.
The only problem with using something like this as an apocalypse gun is you may not have electricity. So to get an air compressor to load it, I mean, you'll have... Let's see, what is it, 25 shots out of the arrow one, and I think you'll have 30 shots out of the rifle one.
Have you never watched Gilligan's Island? You can do anything with a coconut tree. Now, if you don't have a coconut tree.
And a bicycle.
And a bicycle.
That's how you're
going to do it. Made out of a coconut tree.
Exactly. You're right.
So that thing has a pretty Bossa Nova scope on it there. What is the scope in keeping with the actual range of the hammer?
It's the Axion, the guy's name, Steve Kreiner, I think. Scope. It was a good scope. I had to get used to it a little bit. It's got a lot of things going on in the reticle, a lot of lines.
Is it electronic?
No, it's not electronic.
Okay.
No, but it's a nice little scope. I don't know if those come on all of them, but it's got a Picatinny rail, so you can put whatever scope you want on it.
Right.
The one that came with the Air Saber, I think might come with it, if I'm not mistaken. But yeah, the hammer, you can put anything on there you want. Well, anything to Picatinny rail.
I understand. And it takes a 50 caliber. It looks like a wad cutter.
Yeah, it's just a 50 cal lead projectile. I mean, for people that don't understand what a bullet actually is, you know, because a lot of people think a bullet is the entire thing, and then you see stupid movies that come out where the entire cartridge is flying
downright
with the bullet in it.
Festively.
Right, exactly. It's actually the projectile in the cartridge.
Yes.
So this just looks like somebody took a 50 cal projectile out of a brass cartridge and you load it in a little rectangle magazine. It takes two shots. The first shot after you shoot, that magazine scoots over into the barrel. And then you have a second shot with it. So, and it's got a little, I don't know what to call it. I'm sure they have a name for it, and this is making me sound horrible for not knowing the name, but it's not necessarily a bolt, but I kind of called it an air bolt in the video. Basically, you're just cocking it back, and that's getting the air ready to push that projectile out.
Could it be a primer?
And I looked
it
up.
A timer switch or something?
No, it's basically just a little thing. You pull it back. It looks almost like it feels like a 10-22 bolt. But I don't know what the innards look like.
Gotcha.
I think it just basically, well, you might be right, not a primer from the perspective of a firearm primer in the cartridge, but it primes the air to get ready to shoot out.
Right. Okay.
But I did find the actual numbers. The one that I had, it was a 350 grain cartridge, and 350 grains, you're getting 875 feet per second. But with 595 foot-pounds of energy, that'll kill you.
Yeah.
And it'll kill some big game, too. So it is not, I say it several times in the video, it is not a toy. It is not a pellet gun. It functions as a pellet gun, but just with a boatload more PSI behind that projectile.
Yeah, that looked like that would probably sting a bit. Do we know what kind of, when it's going down range, does it start to tumble? Is it spinning? Is the barrel right?
That I don't know.
That'd be interesting.
I would love to do enough videos and get paid enough for them to where I can afford a high speed camera. But I don't have one of those. I'd love to get one because that would be cool to see. I'm pretty sure. I mean, it's a rifle barrel. It's a, I think, 1-in-24. Yeah, 1-in-24 twist German made barrel by Walther. So Walther makes the barrel.
Wow.
So I'm pretty sure it's stable, going down through there. I did miss a shot when I was zeroing in the optic and you heard it just pinging off the trees going through the woods. And yes, I was safe. I know what's behind all my targets, but you just heard pew, pew, pew. I was like, oh, that thing's moving.
Yeah. That's interesting.
So I guarantee you that shot was bouncing, twisting something.
So it was doing something, wasn't it?
It was doing a lot.
It was doing something. Now, we're coming up on the next break, and you guys have a new toolkit that you are debuting at MGS Trade School, so I want to talk about that next.
Oh, yeah.
When we get back, MGS Trade, mgs.edu. This is where you go to find out what you might want to be next, and this is where you can go to actually become that tradesman. And then when you're done, you don't owe more in student debt than you do, say, for a house. That should never be the case, and it's definitely not the case at MGS Trade School. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
U.S.
USA News update. The brutal winter storm impacting the U.S. is getting worse. More sections of states in the northern part of the country are now under blizzard warnings. Tips on being prepared if you must drive. Don't get stuck without provisions like water, food, and blankets.
Stay home if you're able, but if you need to get out, give yourself plenty of time. And then it's always good to know before you go.
Bob Wilson, spokesman for the Colorado Department of Transportation. The December sell-off is back with a vengeance. Stocks fell today as investors didn't carry on a rally from yesterday. At the closing bell, the Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 349 points to 33,027. The S&P 500 dropped 56 points to 38,22. The Nasdaq lost 233 points to 10,476. It's the Jags and Jets on Thursday Night Football. Dave Collins, USA News.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
The Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment,
we perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check him out, DeSantisHolster.com. I'm watching a video. I know I said I wanted to talk about this MGS Trade School toolkit, but we didn't talk about the ammo launching platform. The Elite.
Yeah.
Is it the Elite LX?
Air Saber Elite X2.
X2. So yep. This looks yep. like I'm watching Zeke as he is manipulating it now. It looks like a Garand on steroids.
A double barrel Garand.
Yeah, it has two arrowheads protruding from the end of it. It's about as wide as a double barrel shotgun with no divided barrel in there. And
right.
Boy, that'd be one of those things they make a movie about it. You know, about the silent assassin and all that other stuff where he's out there going,
"Oh yeah,
no one will know I was there."
Yep. Exactly.
So tell me about this thing, the Air Saber Elite X2.
So the first thing that, you know, I'll call back to the hammer a little bit, that 50 cal gun. The noise on it was about like a suppressed 9mm. you know, I was not expecting it to be as loud as it was. But I mean, anything you're pushing that kind of speed out, there's going to be some noise behind it. But this one was a lot quieter. It still had a neat little funk to it. but it was moving. And like I said, 450 feet per second is better than most compound bullets. It's not better than all. I've tried to look up some that were shooting over 400, and I'm just not seeing any. I could be wrong. You know, you may get all kinds of emails saying Zeke's an idiot. He doesn't know what he's talking about, which I am. But 130 foot-pounds of energy from an arrow going that fast can absolutely take down an elk. You know, people hunt elk with compound bows all the time. You just got to have the right broadhead. You don't want to shoot with the practice tip. It's just this cool thing. You know, I have a passion for guns and I have a passion for archery, and Umarex kind of created this passion for air guns and combined all three. And it's just neat. You know, there's other expletives I want to say, but you're on radio, so I can't say them.
I appreciate it.
But it's awesome. It is. I mean, you can hunt with it. You can have fun target shooting with it. It's accurate up to 70 yards, which is pretty darn good with archery. You know, I know a lot of people that can, you know, hit fairly good 100 yard shots. It's not recommended. But you know, up to 70 yards, you know, pushing that kind of speed out, it's unreal. It is unreal. The cocking lever is a little different. It's more like a charging handle kind of vibe to it.
Is that the handle on the side of it, on the right side of
yeah.
it?
Yeah, just below the scope. And you can kind of tell, it feels more like that old school pumping air gun, or a pellet gun, even though it still has a tank just like the hammer does. But it's kind of charging that charge to shoot the arrow. You load two arrows into the muzzle. And up at the top, you can kind of see at the front of the scope, right on the barrel, there's that little silver button. It looks almost like a safety, but really it's a selector switch. So whichever arrow you're wanting to shoot, you just push it to that side, and that's the arrow that's going to shoot out. And you get two shots. And for it being as quiet as it is, let's say you're not a great shot and you miss the deer the first time, they'll probably look up and go, what the heck was that? But it's not going to run off the deer, you know. So it's one of those things where you see it and you're kind of like, what is that? What in the world? And then you start playing with it and you start reading the stats on it and the ballistics on it. And you're just kind of like, oh, wait a minute. This is cool.
So how much of a range could you get out of that one? How far could you send a shot down range with that one accurately?
Accurately 70 yards. Yeah, I think that's I would prefer if you're hunting, you know, you try to keep it under 70, you know, just because you're going to have a better chance at a decent kill shot. You're not going to just wound the animal and it dies slowly. But, you know, for target shooting, you know, 70 yards, you can probably get a little bit higher. Just for target shooting, you know, not for hunting, but, you can get accurate shots 70 yards, and it's impressive to do it with it.
The thing that comes to my mind is I've always been interested in launching arrows and everything. I've never been interested in a compound bow. My son has a compound bow. There's so many moving parts in the compound bow.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just not interested in it. And so I've always avoided that. That's the first I've ever seen of that. That is quite the little that'd be worth having. Now something like that.
Oh yeah.
I would imagine something like that is in the realm of a pretty decent rifle of some sort as far as cost.
Yeah, I mean the MSRP on it. And don't hold me to this. I don't know if it comes with the scope at this price, but it's $499.
$500.
So,
well, that's actually that's a lot less than a long gun of it.
Yeah.
A superb long gun would cost. So, that's not bad at all. I wonder if the scope does come on it. I may have to get my man, Mr. Anderson, to give Umarex a call and see if they'd send me the double arrow gun.
Double arrow.
Just so I could try it out. I saw it. There it was cool. I saw it on Get Zone. It was great. And Zeke, he's great. Yeah. Give him a raise. He's what I'm interested in.
Nice.
No, and I guess, are they going to send you any of the airsoft guns to test out?
I don't know. I haven't really sat down and talked with them about it. I'd like to do, I really like to do an airsoft competition one day. You know, just kind of go out and see what it's all about.
You could probably do everybody it. Everybody have talked basketball. An airsoft gun is as kinetic as, an airsoft match is as kinetic. I mean, as it's pretty close. It's pretty close. These guys are real serious about what they're doing. They're not messing around. They are very, very, I figured out early on that they were very serious about what they were doing. Mm-hmm. So I decided to see if I could lure them in. And, well, I could because I was just sticking my weapon out and triggering a burst because they have fully automatic airsoft guns. And I'd trigger a burst down the hallway from inside cover, and they would the whole hallway would just fill up with BBs coming back at me. And then I'd do it again. And then after I'd done that two or three times, I crossed the hallway and kicked in a door where I had a very immaculate I had a girl covered in trash in the far corner. And as I ran by, as they were running by chasing me, she was busy capping them in the back.
Oh, wow.
Then I had a sniper above. When they if they made it through there, I had a sniper above shooting down from across the room at diagonally at them. So I had them set up pretty good. But yeah, they were very, very, very exuberant about their competition.
Using that strategery.
I was using strategery because I don't have speed anymore. I had to use strategery. Working smarter, not harder.
Exactly.
Speaking of working smarter, for those of you that are out there that are looking at things and you're like, you know, I really would like to reinvent myself. One way to do that is to look at MGS Trade School. You can start out by going to the website, mgs.edu, and see their various curricula that they have available to you. In this next segment coming up, we are going to talk about the toolkit because one thing that they are not doing is sitting still. So, I mean, except for it being inexpensive, most of the stuff that's going to, you see right now today, it will be better and it'll be much more enhanced as time goes on. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Chihibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
The Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This is The Last Time on the Firing Line. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment,
we perfected. Go to holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out at DeSantisHolster.com. We're talking to Zeke Stout from MGS Trade School. This is Geek Out with Zeke Stout. Now we're going to talk a little MGS Trade School because you guys have come up with a new toolkit, and I guess this is something that, which particular trade does this apply to?
It's the gunsmithing, and we have created the advanced too, which we've talked about on a previous episode where you get a build and you get extra tools, but we never really went through the new tools that we're getting. So the students, you'll get all the curriculum that you get in advanced one, but you'll also get a build choice, which right now we have a muzzle loader from Traditions. We have a striker fire build from Lone Wolf. And we have an AR-15 from F1 Firearms. So you get to choose between those three as your final project. And then once you graduate, and everything's paid for, because we're not sending you all these tools, we paid your school off. Then we send you a new toolkit. Because one of the things that I've been in the gunsmithing school realm for a while, and one of the biggest complaints I used to hear from students at other employer, was, you know, it's neato. We built a gun. How do I start a business with that gun? And it's a valid complaint. It's a valid concern because I have friends that went to Auto Diesel College, you know, and they became mechanics. When they graduated school, the school had a palette of tools for them. That was part of their tuition. And they were ready to either start their own mechanic shop with those tools or go to any dealership or body shop or mechanic shop and start working. Because a lot of those places, if not the majority, want you to have your own stuff. They're not gonna, most mechanics, they have their own tools. You don't get to touch them, you know. And the same thing goes with gunsmithing. You know, if you want to start your own shop, sure, you graduate, you get all the knowledge, you know what to do, but you're going to spend a couple thousand dollars in tools, just to get going. So above your tuition. So what we did is we combined the build edition with the additional toolkit, and the two, I'll mention all the tools that we're giving out, but the two I really want to focus are really cool. I'll end up with those, but you know, we added a Dremel 4000 tool with all the accessories. Rotary tools, really important in gunsmithing. We've got a bench grinder, sander, tabletop sander grinder combo. We've got a central machinery 6-inch buffer. We got a bench grinder with a flex shaft in it, which is kind of like a Dremel, but this is a little bit different. But what I did is I went to gunsmiths I know and I said, what would you want to see in this kit we put together? And these are all suggestions that gunsmiths I know gave me. And then a couple of cool, neat things that don't really help you start your career, but we kind of wanted to throw in some things. Save your equipment. They do bags, custom bags. There's going to be a custom tool bag for our students from Save Your Equipment. And then Carolina Custom Foam is going to do a custom case with MGS Trade School and alumni etched into the foam. And so that's going to be really cool. But the two tools that I really wanted to harp on is from, they're from Real Avid. Real Avid is, they specialized in armor's tools and gunsmithing tools for years. The armor's master kit is the one that you'll get, when you graduate with the program. And it's got, armor's wrench. It's got all the punches. It's got lots of different tools you didn't even think, oh, this would be good. It's got torch wrench. it's just a really good product. But the one that blew my mind and kind of got me talking to Real Avid was their Real Avid Master Gun Vise. And you use the vise on your bench top. I've used the vise on my bench top. And the biggest headache for a gunsmith using a bench vise is you have an X and Y axis. You can go up a certain amount of distance. You can go side to side a certain amount of distance. Some of them you can turn in a 360-degree circle, right? But it's still flat. That Real Avid vise, it's 3D 360. You can go at any angle, any position, you know, and when you're working on firearms with little detent pins that can spring across the room, then you got to order another one from Brownells and you're waiting forever for it to get there. You know, not that Brownells takes forever, but when you've almost got the gun finished and you just needed to get that pin in, you don't want to wait a day for it. But this gun vise lets you position the gun in any position on your bench. And when I saw it, it was such a simple concept, but it makes, I mean, it's genius at the same time. And most simple concepts are genius. You know, look at the Post-it note. How many billions have they made? Because they're like, hey, let's make a piece of paper sticky, you know? So I saw that gun vise at the Great American Outdoor Show last year up in Pennsylvania, and I was like, yep, we've got to get that for our students. It is an impressive, impressive tool. It's, you know, it's not cheap. I mean, when you come up with something that good, and I believe they have a patent on it, you know, you've got to take care of stuff and the machining and the tooling it takes to make it and everything, so... but it's worth it. It's absolutely worth it. Every gunsmith I talk to that's used one is like, oh, that's a lifesaver. So that's one of the things. And I wanted to get all these tools in there for our students to graduate so they have a head start on starting their own business or going to any shop and being able to say, I've got everything I need. Just hire me. Yeah.
Well, that's the thing, isn't it? I mean, My uncle used to run a transmission shop, and told me, he said, I can tell how good of a mechanic are by looking at their tools.
Yeah.
He said, if all of their tools are complete, I know that they've messed with some stuff. And I don't know how somebody would know unless they actually have worked within the craft how many tools and what types they need to actually have on a day-to-day basis. So That's a good thing. That's a pretty good thing.
Well, now, and you talked to a lot of gunsmiths, and because there's so many different guns and so many different configurations and different companies use different screws and bolts and everything else, a lot of times gunsmiths make their own tools. You know, we one of our projects you take in our course is creating your own hand tool. So that's an important part too. I don't know how many gunsmith shops I've been to where they've got a little jar full of hand tools that they made themselves because they ran across a revolver that requires a specialty tool. They're like, I'm not going to order that thing for $50. I'll make one right now.
I hear you. So, and now this is a new thing you guys have come up with. I'm sure there's going to be other things that you're going to come up with. Are you going to be doing something, for example, with these air rifles? Is that something you're sort of looking at? Because would that be simpler? Would that be easier? Or would that be more complex? I guess it would be probably more complex, wouldn't it?
Because we're accredited, we can't talk about programs in development, but that is something I would love to do. It wouldn't necessarily be within the gunsmithing program, or maybe it would, who knows. But we want to be a resource for the industry too. So, you know, Boomerang came and said, we want to create a training manual for our employees. We have the capability to do that. Any manufacturers that need help with education programs, we can put it all together. We own our own LMS, which is Learning Management System. So we can put all that together and create all these platforms for people to teach employees or even customers. But yeah, I would love to partner with them and other air gun companies to do stuff like that. Because they are complex. It's not, like I said, it's not a pellet gun.
Well, I would imagine that I've never been like to a three gun match, but I wonder if with a three gun match, if they have like a couple of gunsmiths there in case you run into an issue, because anywhere else, you know what? We don't even have time to talk about it without me taking the time to say, check everybody, check out Zeke at mgs.edu, MGS Trade Great. School. You can start again today. Thank you for joining me today, sir.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Be back in 21 hours in between now and then. Remember, this has never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been, and it's always going to be, about total control. So pay attention to everything going on around you. This has been Lock and Load. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains. dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.